couple of weeks ago, I did a video on Niko Gallus, the single most important figure in the history of Greek basketball. Gallus was almost single-handedly responsible for bringing Greek basketball into the mainstream, and in doing so, he served as an inspiration to countless young hoopers in the Mediterranean paradise. During the time that Gallus has been retired, one of the players that he inspired has gone on to reach a level similar to that of his idol. His name is Vasilis Spanoulis, and he's one of the most accomplished players in the history of European basketball. Much like Gallus, Spanoulis' striking dominance was enthralling to droves of young Europeans, two of the most notable being Giannis Antetokounmpo and Luka Doncic. Another similarity between Gallus and Spanoulis is that both of them were pretty much unknown here in the States. Spanoulis came over for a couple of months back in 2006, and the idea to cover him came from this comment left underneath my video on Gallus. Vasilis Spanoulis was born in Larissa, Greece on August 7th, 1982, and became heavily involved in sports during his youth. He started off playing soccer and swimming, but was ultimately drawn to basketball after being quote-unquote enchanted by Niko Gallus as well as Michael Jordan. While Spanoulis' talent was noticeable right away, what helped him stand out even more was his natural propensity to lead winning teams. He won his first ever amateur title in 1999 at the National U18 Championships with Keravnos Larissa. Spanoulis later captured a bronze medal in the 2000 FIBA U18 Championships and went on to claim a gold medal 2 years later at the U20 version of the same event. Sprinkled in, he won the silver medal at the 2001 Mediterranean Games. Due to the multi-tiered nature of many of Europe's basketball leagues, Spanoulis debuted professionally in 1999, but didn't reach the GBL until 2001 when he signed with Marosi. As one could expect, he held a limited role during his rookie season and averaged fewer than 12 minutes a night. After adjusting to the rigors of top-tier professional hoops, Spanoulis became a household name rather quickly. He went on to win the GBL's Best Young Player Award in 2003, and in 2004 posted a career-high scoring average of 11 points while also shooting 45.5% from the field, improvements that helped him bring home the league's Most Improved Player Award. That offseason was equally as impressive for Spanoulis. He wound up getting drafted in the second round of the 2004 NBA Draft by the Dallas Mavericks, and he also earned the honor of competing with the senior national team at the 2004 Olympic Games. Although Greece failed to medal, Spanoulis had an outstanding 22-point performance against a United States team that featured Tim Duncan, LeBron James, and Dwayne Wade. With the conclusion of the Olympics, Spanoulis was able to shift focus back to GBL play, and going up against rigid international competition certainly played a role in expediting his development. And in short, it was a case of iron sharpening iron. The campaign following the Olympics was Spanoulis' best to date, as he finished with 15.7 points and 4 assists in 25 league contests, numbers that were good enough for him to earn his first All-Star appearance. Spanoulis then entered free agency and signed with European powerhouse Panathinaikos. Their partnership got off to an unbelievable start, with Spanoulis being the catalyst for a team that went 37-2 across all Greek exhibitions. Panathinaikos punctuated their stellar season with Greek League and Greek Cup championships. Individually, Spanoulis posted about 13 points and 3 assists across 49 total games. As Vasilis Spanoulis floated to the top of the European player pool, traveling across the Atlantic was something that remained in the back of his mind. Although the NBA is vastly different stylistically when compared to international leagues, getting the opportunity to compete on that stage is tangible proof that you are one of the 400 best basketball players in the world. While not everyone is able to adjust to the way that basketball is played here in America, the opportunity is very difficult to pass up, and Spanoulis, who was viewed as Europe's Steve Nash, decided to try his luck during the summer of 2006. Spanoulis arrived on American soil as a member of the Houston Rockets, who acquired his draft rights back on draft night 2004. After seeing how rapidly he had developed overseas, the excitement throughout the organization surrounding the 6'4" combo guard was palpable. Former Rockets GM Carol Dawson praised Spanoulis' ball handling skills, and Dennis Lindsay, the director of player personnel at the time, likened him to a fullback because of how powerfully and aggressively he was able to penetrate. As I just mentioned, adjusting to the NBA is exceptionally difficult. It doesn't matter if the player is coming from Duke, from Greece, from Siberia, 99% of rookies in the NBA will struggle. And Spanoulis became a part of that majority. He averaged less than 9 minutes a night and barely produced more than 2 points while shooting 31.9% from the floor. Furthermore, his decision-making was highly suspect. In 31 games, Spanoulis handed out 28 assists while committing 29 turnovers. As a result of his poor play, then-head coach Jeff Van Gundy was very reluctant to give the rookie serious minutes, and the relationship deteriorated faster than a sandcastle in a tsunami. Spanoulis explained how he felt that Van Gundy was attempting to change his playstyle, saying, quote, "It's like asking a doctor to be a lawyer. Maybe they don't know what my strength is, because every time I play, I don't play to my strength. I was used to playing good defense, pressing all over the court, running on offense, playing a lot of pick and rolls and creating. Now they want me to be a spot shooter, and this is a difficult experience." The rift between Spanoulis and the Rockets grew even more sizable when Van Gundy was openly and highly critical of the young guard. Van Gundy said a lot to reporters, beginning with, and I'm paraphrasing here, how naive it was for Spanoulis to think that there wouldn't be an adjustment period upon him coming to the NBA. Van Gundy elaborated, highlighting how he and Spanoulis had a conversation on this very topic. Spanoulis' reported response was, quote, "Basketball is basketball," a nonchalant rebuttal that worried Van Gundy. Later on in the article, Van Gundy was quoted as saying that Spanoulis was his own worst enemy in many ways. Van Gundy, however, alluded to the idea that Spanoulis would have earned more minutes if he had played better, but that was an assertion which Spanoulis rebuked during a 2013 interview when he said, quote, "When I arrived, the first thing I heard was that I'm a rookie, so I will not play at all, and they're not counting on me. I wasn't in the plans of the coach." Now, it's unclear as to who said this to Spanoulis, but he went on to clarify that before coming to America, he had never spoken to Van Gundy. The only conversations he had were with then GM Carol Dawson. The ongoing drama weighed on Spanoulis, who was simultaneously attempting to adjust to the American way of life. He was just 24 years old at the time and essentially was alone in a foreign country. Being away from his family only compounded all of the negative emotions, and Spanoulis ultimately decided that he wanted to return to Greece. Rick Adelman, who Houston hired to replace Van Gundy after Spanoulis' rookie season, attempted to convince him to stay, but Spanoulis' mind was made up. Houston traded him to San Antonio, who then released him, which allowed him to go back to Europe. Like Jordan in 95, Spanoulis re-signed with Panathinaikos and re-established himself as Greece's premier offensive talent. He finished with averages of 12 points and nearly 5 assists while shooting 55% from the floor, and those numbers would be his baseline up until the present day. Beginning in 2008, Spanoulis embarked on a nearly unreplicable journey of winning. Since then, he's brought home 6 Greek League titles between Panathinaikos and Olympiakos, the latter of which he signed with in 2010. Additionally, Spanoulis was vital in his team's bringing home EuroLeague titles in 2009, 2012, and 2013. In each of those tournaments, he was named the EuroLeague Final Four MVP. On an individual level, Vasilis Spanoulis boasts one of the most robust resumes in not just Greek basketball history, but European basketball history. His 8 All-EuroLeague team selections are the most all-time. Additionally, Spanoulis has landed on 10 All-Greek League teams and is a 3-time Greek League MVP, both of which are 2nd and 3rd all-time, respectively. Evidently, consistency is Spanoulis' most endearing trait, and that's allowed him to not only bring home a slew of awards, but also post some historic numbers. As of today, Spanoulis is the all-time leading scorer and assist man in both GBL and EuroLeague history. While the numbers and awards are impressive, to me, the true measure of someone's greatness is how many people they're able to inspire. You put the championships aside, the MVPs, the all-star selections, all that. Guys like LeBron, Jordan, Tom Brady, Serena Williams, they all have one thing in common, and it's their ability to impact a huge number of people. Spanoulis, maybe not here in the States, but definitely in Greece and definitely in Europe, his impact allows him to have a seat with those guys and gals in a very exclusive pantheon. As I mentioned at the top of the video, Spanoulis was a huge influence on Giannis Antetokounmpo and Luka Doncic, who are two of the most recognizable young stars in the NBA right now. Luka is on pace to be a basketball Hall of Famer, dare I say it, and Giannis is coming off of winning a Finals MVP in one of the most dominant Finals runs we have ever seen. And both of those guys grew up idolizing Spanoulis. Doncic, whose hometown is only a short plane ride away from Spinolas' hometown, says that he was enchanted by Spinolas in his youth and all of his jersey numbers, number 7 that he wore with Real Madrid and 77 that he wears with both the Dallas Mavericks and the Slovenian national team, are to pay homage to Spinolas. Giannis, who grew up in Greece, shared similar reverence for Spinolas, going so far as to call him the, quote, Kobe of Europe, a comparison that is quite fitting. And much like Kobe, I expect Vasilis Spinolas to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame at the earliest opportunity. As always, thank you guys so very much for coming to hang out with me today. If you liked the video, go ahead, leave a like. If you didn't like the video, leave a dislike, subscribe, and turn the notification bell on if you want to see more videos like this in the future. Once again, thank you to our commenter who recommended I make a video on this topic. Everything that I'm associated with is down in the description box below. That's social media, is the podcast that I host, as well as available wherever podcasts are hosted. As always, thank you for your support, and I will catch you guys in the next one.